If you believe God for a miracle, and you know we can do the impossible, shout yeah.
You're listening to the Climbing Higher radio broadcast with Bishop Eric A. Lambert, Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
In Mark chapter 11, verse 20, and in the morning as they passed by, they saw the fig tree dried up from the roots, and Peter, calling to remembrance, said to them, Master, behold, the fig tree which you cursed is withered away. And Jesus said, have faith in God. Now watch. For verily I say unto you that whosoever shall say to the mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, and shall not doubt it in his mind, but shall believe that those things which he says shall come to pass, he shall have whatever he says. Now watch this. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire, when you pray, believe you receive them, and you shall have them. Jesus is not giving you carte blanche to ask for just any old thing. But the principal idea is, when your mind is so full of the word of God, it creates vision. I was sharing with Deacon Miles this morning that I continued the fast by the Lord's direction. And over the last week or so, I sit in my vision chair. And in this chair, I meet God every day. And I meet him there. And while we're sitting in that chair, I always have a glimpse of the kingdom of God. And in that glimpse, the scripture keeps resonating in my mind that when the children of Israel came out of Egypt, there was not a feeble one among them. Now, I'm going to show you how the enemy will fight your vision. While I'm sitting in the chair, I speak out of my mouth, God, you've told me you declared war on cancer and diabetes. And so, Father, I'm beginning to see in my mind these supernatural healings of cancer and diabetes. I am seeing this in my mind. I am seeing it. Do you hear what I'm saying? I am seeing everybody in this church walk through the healing arc and come out on the other side delivered from those two principal sicknesses. Watch now. Now, as soon as God shows that to me and I go along in agreement with the Holy Spirit and begin to say out my mouth, Father, these healings will come to those who come through the healing ark as we open up our services no longer with quiet prayer but with powerful praise. The enemy then, after I sit down and things come back to normal and I push on the TV, maybe going to watch Robin Hood or something, and I put on the television, and the first commercial I see is from Cancer Treatment Centers of America. And right away, the enemy is saying, see there, all that praying you doing, all that believing, people still have that. Then right after that, the next commercial is about a diabetic medication with all of its side effects. And here he comes. See, God ain't going to do that. Look at all that stuff. Well, that's how you know your vision is from God. Satan would not fight what can't come to pass. So if God has given you a vision or gave your leader a vision about you, and it's not coming to pass right now, the devil's fighting it and telling you that somebody else is doing what you were supposed to do, rejoice. Rejoice. Because he only fights what can come to pass. He doesn't fight what's speculative. Tarry. He said, though it tarry, wait for it. Wait for it. Wait for it. And as long as it's in the confines of the word of God, it's yours. It's yours. And don't you give in to anything less than that. Own it. Jesus said, you'll have what you say. That means stop speaking doubt. Amen. Stop talking that foolishness. Well, praise the Lord. I'm just done. I ain't doing this no more. I ain't doing that no more. I'm getting off the praise team because Roz don't use me no more. No, I'm staying on it because God told me to. And if I can't lead, I'm going to be the best background singer they ever had. As long as they were just the temptations, They had hit after hit after hit. But then when David decided to call it David Ruffin and the Temptations, they had internal strife. You see, successful organizations learn the value of team. And the only person, or as my friends the Rugrats say, the onlyest person who comes to the front in this house is named Jesus. I intentionally stayed in my office after they introduced me. I sat right behind my desk. The team was through with praise and worship. The announcements had gone on. Nobody knew what to do. Sister Annie got up and stated the obvious. I am not Bishop Lambert. Well, you don't have to worry about that, Sister Annie. We know that. And nobody knew what to do. Pastor Martin said I was getting concerned. Thought I died behind my desk. You have to come in and find me just in the arms of Jesus. And don't be praying that I come back. I'll come and scratch your eyes out and go right back. Waited all my life to be with Jesus, and you're going to call me back because you want a pastor. Listen. Like when I go to Disney World, don't call me and tell me somebody dying. Look, I ain't got nothing to do with it. I'm in Disney. Ain't no death in Disney. Don't be calling me back. But when Lambert is not up here, Jesus is here. And you go to praising Jesus. The order of service is, this is the order of service. Worship the Lord. Praise the Lord. You say, oh, my heart is not that hard. I can't do that. But wisdom will allow you to stew in the pot before it rescues you from your circumstances. But just what is it that God is calling us into? Throughout the Bible, we have been told on numerous occasions that God is calling us. And I would hazard a guess that many of us here are ignorant of the calls of God. We know about the so-called call to ministry, which is not biblical. We know so much about the call to the pastorate, which is not biblical. But the Bible at no time sanctions a call to ministry. Ministry is something that develops from a primary call that God has given to us. It is our desire to share with you over the next couple of weeks the calls of God. It is our hope that if you respond to these calls, the trappings of verses 1 through 23 will not be prevalent in your life. And in my humble opinion, that if you respond to these calls, many of the things that you think you need counseling for will fall off of you through simple obedience. I do not believe that God has ever placed upon us more than we are capable of carrying. But I do believe that we've allowed ourselves to become so sensitive to the culture that we ignore the call of God. I would not so arrogantly suggest that we ignore that call by our own volition, our own will. I think that the call is often drowned out by the choices we make in our lives. This will be a difficult sermon for you to apply because it will speak directly to your choosing ability. It is one of the great mysteries of being a child of God that God has given you freedom of choice. We have translated that to free will, and I would say to you that God has not given you free will. God has given you the freedom to choose, and then your will becomes a slave to your choice. You choose a bum, then it's your will that submits to that bum, and you find all kinds of reasons to justify that stupid choice.
God has given us the ability to choose. And within the context of choosing, he hopes that you will utilize your brain to get all the pertinent information to determine if you're making the right choice. Before you marry that sweet young thing, spend time with her miserable parents. If you want to know what your wife is going to look like, spend some time with her mother. If you want to know the view of the women and her view towards men, spend some time with her aunts and her grandmother. If you sit there long enough and hear them say, "Now I done told Rosie men ain't no good, and that's why you got to sleep with a razor under the pillow," then you know not to marry Rosie, because Rosie will cut your throat while you sleep and make it look like an accident. If you want to know how that man is going to turn out, spend some time with his father. Listen to how he thinks about women. If he makes idiotic statements about a woman only being good for two rooms in the house, then you know that you don't need Leroy. If his only concern is the gold plating on his teeth, then you know you don't need Pretty Ricky. If he spends more money on his pedicure than you do, then you know you don't need Pretty Ricky. If he switches better than you do, then you know you don't need Pretty Ricky. But the interesting thing about God is after you find out all the deficiencies in that individual, if you still choose to marry them, God will back up and let you marry that clown. And then when you cry out, "Lord, help me, help me," he'll mock you and say, "Help me, help me. You should have listened to me when you had the chance." I would like to suggest to you that God needs for us to respond to these preliminary callings before we respond to any other call. Before we do another thing in Christ, there are calls that we must respond to before we move forward in ministry. If you do not respond to the primary calls, by the time you enter ministry, your heart will be driven by success in ministry rather than anointing of God. You will wind up being like Saul, trying to please the people rather than pleasing God. Or you'll wind up being hard-hearted and drive them away like Rehoboam rather than love them like David.
For a copy of the message you just heard in its entirety, call 215-885-2585. And when ordering, request ID number
2216A.
Today's message is available on CD for $9 and DVD for $16. The Climbing Higher TV broadcast can be seen on WBPH TV 60, Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. To attend Bethel Sunday services, join us at 2929 West Sheltenham Avenue at 7:30 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 6 p.m., with prayer and Bible study being held every Wednesday beginning at 7 p.m. For more information, visit us on the web at www.betheldeliverance.org. Thank you for tuning in to the Climbing Higher broadcast with Bishop Eric A. Lambert, Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
Summertime is almost here. Enroll your child in Bethel's summer program, Camp Bethel. This year, we will be celebrating our 20th year anniversary. In addition to Bible lessons preached by Camp Director and Youth Pastor Wayne Diggs, Camp Bethel offers weekly trips to exciting places.
Hershey Park.
Yosemite.
Gimbel Beach.
Funplex.
Join us for these trips and much, much more this summer at Camp Bethel. Registration has begun. Call 215-885-2585 to enroll your child today.